This is a little content warning to say that we very briefly talk about date rape drugs in the context of the book, and we criticize their use.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Required Reading.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Amy.
And we are two unqualified Otago students.
And in this podcast, we discuss books and sometimes their adaptations, mostly so we can avoid our uni work.
In this episode of Required Reading, we are talking about A Court of Thorns and Roses by Sarah J. Maas. Only the first book. We're talking about tampons, a really diverse group of characters, spilling the tea, stupid riddles, and of course, Zelda cookies.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Oh. I'm better now we're in studio.
Oh, that's... Is this a studio? Is this being recorded?
Oh my god, you weren't supposed to know!
Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. Well, it's funny because I just came here to talk about one of my absolute favourite books ever.
Really? Tell me more about what book that is.
Well, I've lied. It's actually one of my least favourite books I've ever read, and I hated it. So let's get into it. The book is called A Court of Thorns and Roses by Sarah J. Maas. There's two A's.
Yeah. For the real girlies, they'll know it as Akita.
Yeah. And when I say that this book series is hyped online.
It's really hyped online.
Honestly, it's everywhere. BookTok, Bookstagram, BookBook.
Yeah.
That's Facebook. Yeah. Everyone just fucking loves them. But when I read them, I says to myself, why?
You said them. Yeah. How many books have you read?
See, it's funny you say that. It's funny. I've read the first one. I've read Akita.
Yeah.
I haven't read any of the other ones, and I don't really want to either.
I think many would argue that they get better.
Yeah, and you know what? Some of those people who argue that they get better are surprising. They come from surprising directions. For example, so recently Amy and I went to a wine tasting night that an organization that I ran. And there I was talking with the ex-OUSA president, Michaela Waite Harvey, and I said, I hated Akita, absolutely hated it. And she said, it's probably my favorite series ever. Yep. I've read it multiple times.
And see, we weren't expecting this because it was kind of a passing comment. Oh, you know, what's next on Required Reading? And we said, oh, we're actually doing this book. We're not really sure about it, like doing it, because it's kind of out of our range.
Yeah.
We're doing Akita. And she's like, I don't know if she gasped like that, but I remember it that way.
Seems like Michaela would do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
She really would.
The Michaela we know. Yeah. And love.
But then, not just that, but also her friend, Samantha Fowler.
Yeah, my peer in English literature.
And also my co-worker.
Yeah.
She also loved it.
Yeah.
And that was also surprising. And we said, what are we missing? Yeah. What are we missing here?
Well, we'll get into that, okay?
Yeah. Look, we will get into it. I think that I missed a lot, and I also think that I missed all of the good bits because they weren't in the first book.
Yeah.
But I also hate that argument. I also hate it with TV shows. Don't tell me to get through the first three seasons before it gets good, because I don't want to spend that so much time.
But once you get through... Some of my favourite books I fucking hated until, like, 400 pages in.
And how much time...
And then it got better.
But also, how many books are great from the first page?
Not enough of them.
A lot of them. A lot of them. A lot of them, you finish the first chapter and you're like, great, this, I am convinced.
So we've kind of heard about how you've heard about the book.
Yeah.
How did you
hear about the book?
So it was a big thing when I was at an all-girls high school. This book.
Mm-hmm.
We're being kind of coy about what the book... Let's just say the book is sexy. We haven't even said what the book is about. It's about fairies and they're hot, okay?
They are seriously sexy.
And I didn't know what the book was about. And I had some friends that I maybe wrongly thought of as innocent. And they said, you've got to read this. It's so good. And I was like, okay. And I was reading it and I was like, I don't really get what's...
And then you read them all.
But then, you know, like I bring them... I finish them. And I came back and I was like, yeah, it's good. And we didn't talk about
the set.
No, it wasn't mentioned. It was I was like, I tried to bring it up and everyone was like, don't know what you're talking about. And I was like,
I can't imagine reading these when I was in my, actually, how old were you when you read them?
16.
Oh, okay. That's actually fine.
But I was thinking about it this morning. That was 6 years ago.
God, that's
disgusting. Does it feel like it's 6 years ago?
6 years ago, I had just finished school.
Yeah.
So.
Seriously, where does the time go? Anyway.
Into a bottomless void where all of our dreams, hopes, and desires go into. God. And we leave university with no prospects for life. And anyway.
I don't need that right now.
Okay, you know, I'm really excited to get into mm-hmm. this book. And we thought that the best way to kind of talk about it is, huge spoiler warning, we're going to talk about the entire plot of the first book.
We haven't. Yeah, we're going to do that.
We're going to do
that. We haven't done our fun fact, though.
Oh, my God. You're so right.
We're so tight. How could we ever?
I feel very tight, and I also feel quite cold. And so I think that in order to warm myself
just
up,
we need to do some movement. Get it going.
We need to do some movement, and I think we need a fun fact. So, Amy, what's yours?
I don't know if it's fun.
Okay.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
But I think it's more informational. The novel is based on a ballad called The Ballad of Tam Lin.
Oh,
that's one of the main characters.
I get it.
And it belonged to like a group of songs that were essentially part of an oral tradition of ballads in Anglo Scottish kind of areas.
The only thing that connects to this book is the word oral.
I knew you were going to say that.
Seriously.
So it's like some of the oldest Scottish literature that there is, and she's just cheaply ripped it off.
As she fucking should, seriously.
It sounds like I don't like the books. And I do. We'll get into that later.
I genuinely think that I do trust Michaela and Samantha. And I think that if I read more than the first one, I'd probably like it.
I think you would.
But I just hated the first one so much for reasons we'll get into. Anyway, my fun fact is actually not a fact. It's more of a quiz.
Oh.
So just try and guess.
Yeah.
Just try and think what the answer for this question is. It's going to be quite difficult. Okay. It's quite complex. This is also for listeners. Okay, so what name is Tamlin most known for? So Tamlin is one of the main characters. Tamlin the Tall, Tamlin the Tampon, Tamlin and the Tan Line, or High Lord of the Spring Court? Which one doesn't fit there?
Is this a riddle with a fate of the fairy realm?
Oh, yeah.
Is held in the balance if I don't get it right?
Every time you don't get a question right, a fairy dies.
I'm going to say Tamlin the Tall.
Incorrect. Tamlin the Tampon.
I knew. I had a premonition.
Of course it's High Lord. But I found that question on like an ultimate fan website. And I was like,
most known for.
But also, even if you literally hadn't read the books once, I'm sure you could have figured out
what Tamlin
is most known for.
I was in charge of the R1 News quiz for a while, and I'll say that is some terrible quiz writing.
Seriously.
You're making it way too fucking easy.
Seriously. Honestly, terrible. Okay, I'm ready to get into the plot.
Okay, so I'm in charge of the plot today because Charlie's just read it and I remember nothing.
Yeah.
And so to set the scene, I had an assignment due this morning that was about reading something. It's called a précis, where you break something down into its most essential bits, and it's like it's a summary.
Yeah.
And you best believe I spent more time on this than I did on that.
Yeah.
And I'm equally happy with how both of them have turned out.
Seriously, could have submitted this.
But I do have to say that the things that I'm going to explain, it will sound like I'm making it up and that I'm joking, but I'm not.
This I can fact check, seriously.
You know? Okay, great. So, we open with our main character, Feyre Acheron.
Feyre. Okay. No, continue. Don't laugh.
So, she's a human girl, okay?
Yeah.
And she's scraping by.
Yeah.
And
she
she came from a rich family and now they're poor.
They are seriously dirt poor.
Yeah. And everyone in her family is absolutely fucking useless. Mm-hmm. Useless. Like, I can't actually stress enough.
They are honestly hot. They are trash to her.
Absolute trash. She like, they became poor when she was like 8, and they were like, I don't know how to do things, so she just did it.
She goes hunting. In one of the first chapters, she goes and hunts for, like, a deer.
Yeah.
And she sells, like, the deer's pelt. And she's like, okay, maybe I'll buy some food for the family. And the sister's like, no, can you please buy me some expensive jewelry? And she's like, we have no money and we're starving. You stupid idiot.
I kind of love them, though. They
are so camp.
Anyway, so it does open with Feyre hunting for food, as you said.
Yeah.
And it's important to establish this as a magic world. Mm-hmm. And there's humans and there's magical beings.
Yeah.
And they don't live together anymore because there was this big war.
Yeah.
In the past. But we know that as
it's established early.
Yeah, established really early. And so as a result of the war, the Fae live in Prithian, okay? Mm-hmm. The humans live in... Human land. And there's a wall and a treaty, and so there's lots of things you can and can't do, okay?
Yeah.
And so Feyre's hunting, and there's no food, and so she's going dangerously close to this wall she's not allowed to be near or go over.
Yeah.
And there's this really big wolf that's also hunting the same deer that she's looking at. And so she shoots the wolf, and the wolf doesn't die, but also doesn't attack her. And you're like,
that's strange.
That's strange.
Yeah.
It's real strange. But she's like, oh, well. And so she skins the wolf.
She's poor.
Yeah. So she kills the deer. She skins the wolf. She goes and she takes the wolf's hide, and that's what she sells. And they get the pretty jewels. And so anyway, she does all that, and then the next day, this beast breaks into their shack in which they live and was like, hey, that was actually my friend, and that was a fairy, and because you've killed that wolf fairy man, you've broken the treaty, and now you have to accompany me and live out all of your days in Prithian.
And Feyre's like, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. This is not good. She is like, humans and fairies, we do not get on. Little beast man, he is going to kill me.
Yeah.
I know it for a fact.
She's like, I'm going to be his sex slave for the rest of my life.
And also, I think it's important to note that humans hate fairies too. They hate each other.
They hate each other. There's a lot of hate.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, the beast takes her, knocks her out. She wakes up in a manor, okay? It's beautiful. And she's like, surprise.
Yeah.
And the beast is no longer a beast, but he's a hot man, okay?
Yeah, but what is he wearing?
He's wearing a golden, intricate floral mask.
Absolutely he is.
And this mask cannot be removed.
No, they were cursed, okay?
And you best believe the mask just doesn't come up, and it doesn't really matter, and it doesn't... Anyway, he's wearing a mask. This hot masked man introduces himself. He says, hi, I'm Tamlin, okay?
And he says, the tampon, that is.
So crass. Yeah. he goes, we're in the Spring Court.
Yeah.
And you go, what is that?
Yeah.
And it's important to establish that Prithian, the fairy realm, okay, is split into 7 courts.
But now let me say, right now, right here on this day,
exactly what you're gonna say.
These 7 courts make no fucking logical sense. Why did you do that? So she had 2 ideas, okay? So there's the spring, summer, winter, and autumn court.
That's
you go,
great.
Makes sense, 4 courts.
Yeah.
What would the other 3 be called? Great question. Day, night, and dawn. Where did they come from? Either have 3 courts or have 4 courts.
See,
or name them after 7 colours or 7 days of the week or 7 anything else.
Imagine
that's not a 4
if it was
and a 3.
A rainbow court, though.
Or imagine if it was days of the week. Welcome to the Friday court.
Fuck being in the Monday court so hard.
Their superpower would just be seizing.
Yes. See, the thing about the courts, I just have to finish before I continue, is that okay, summer, spring, whatever, that all makes sense, okay? Magical, seasons, magical.
Yeah.
Nighttime, magical. Sun, night, magical. Dawn? Where's dusk? Couldn't have 8? That doesn't make any sense. You've got a pair and you've got a kind of a quad of things that go together, and they, I guess you can put them, but then you have dawn. For what?
For Anzac Day?
For the dawn service.
I don't know if Sarah J. Maas was... I don't know if she was thinking of the dawn service. Also, dawn just doesn't last very long.
Oh, it's fleeting.
Like
fleeting.
Surely they are like easily the least powerful.
Anyway, to continue. Tamlin says, hey, you're not a prisoner. Okay, no. You can do whatever you want. You can live here. I'll provide for you. All good, whatever. You can leave. You can go wherever you want. You have to stay in Prithian. And he goes, but you will most certainly die a horrible, gruesome, painful death if you leave. And she's like, oh.
Can't really leave then, can I?
And she's like, can I go back to the human realm? And he's like, absolutely not. And she's like, we'll see about that.
And I just want to bring up here real quick the fact that, yes, this book is adapted from Tamlin, but it's also supposed to be sort of a modern retelling of Beauty and the Beast. Why is it going to be so difficult for her to love an absolutely gorgeous man sculpted out of marble that takes her away from a literal shack in the woods to a mansion where she can get whatever she wants at any time?
But he's grumpy. And he's wearing a mask.
Barely. In this one, he's lovely. He treats her so well.
I know.
And she's like, how can I... And she just hates him for literally no reason.
He's just kind of like, he's a bit glum, I think, because he's a bit melancholic, you know, sometimes. And she's just consistently hostile the whole time. And she's like, I hate you. Couldn't hate you more. Never had anything to do with you, but I fucking hate you. And he's like, that's okay.
He'll literally be like, so what do you want for dinner? I'll make sure that you have whatever you want. She's like, you evil man. I hate you. You're the worst person I've ever met in my life. And he's like, fuck, he's like, fair enough.
Okay.
Go to your room.
But like, to be fair, if my dream man was wearing a mask.
24/7?
24/7. Couldn't take it off. Wearing a masquerade, you know? I actually wouldn't mind.
No, but I seriously wouldn't mind if my absolute... the way that Tamlin is described here, if this man, who was wearing a teeny tiny little masquerade mask...
Oh, no, I think it was quite big.
But they described... I thought it was teeny, just over the eyes, going up
and out. It was very flamboyant.
I think it was just a very intricately carved...
It doesn't fucking matter. You can still see his eyes.
Literally, the tiniest little bit was covered up.
I don't need to see a man's under eye bags, okay, and his upper, his under his eyelid, his eyebrow part. You know, if I can see his gorgeous eyes and his little lashes.
Not much of a curse, really.
No.
Like, I feel like you could have made it so much worse.
So much worse. Well,
give him, male pattern balding. Like, that would have been way more of a curse.
Yeah, no, it seriously would have.
Wouldn't know about that.
Okay. Anyway, Feyre meets... Tamlin has a best... There's not very many characters in this book, so I'm going to introduce you to, like, the other one.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's, like, two others, and they're boring, and I'm not going to tell you about them. But Feyre meets Tammy's, okay. Yeah. I'm going to call him Tammy now. Tammy's best friend, Lucien. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's important to know that Lucien's mask, okay, he's wearing a little fox mask the whole time.
And he's redhead.
He's foxies. He's from the Autumn Court, you know. I'm not going to get into that. But anyway, he hates her because she has killed his friend, which is, like, so fair. And Lucien, I think he's my favorite character because he's just here for the drama.
He's here for the drama.
I'm going to hate you and then later I'm going to... You know, like, but not in that way, but like, fiercely.
As a good friend.
You know, he's very fierce.
Yeah.
He's very slay.
He's so fierce.
He's so fierce.
Yeah.
And so Feyre just like settles in and there's like 200 pages of her just like living in a nice house and she's just like super guilty. She's like, oh, my family, they're destitute and poor.
And I hate all of these really kind, hot fairies that are treating me like a queen.
I'm not starving. I get 3 meals a day. I have servants. You know, it's awful for me. It's awful for me.
And at this point, you also may be wondering, huh, how is this a punishment for killing one of their best friends? And that would be a very valid argument.
Yeah.
We're halfway through the book at this point.
Yeah.
A, not much has happened. And B... You're just vaguely confused.
And you're living in the lap of luxury.
Literally giving you the biggest life of luxury ever.
Sounds awesome.
And going, yeah,
not to
that's
mention,
what you get.
Not to mention, she has a man that is actively supporting her creative pursuits, okay? She loves to paint.
Yeah.
She loves to paint. And so he's built her a studio. So you're like, what is possibly wrong?
What is wrong here?
There's a blight.
She also hated her family. So it's also kind of like, it's not like she came from a really lovely family.
And she misses them.
No.
No. She hated them. They were useless. Anyway. But there's a blight upon this land.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Important to note. So you don't really notice it because it doesn't really affect anything.
No, it affects nothing.
But they tell you about it, okay? Don't. Tammy does not have his full powers,
no.
Okay?
They're and like, the blight is spreading.
The blight is spreading. The courts are falling.
Yeah.
There's, the magic doesn't work. There's scary beasts which are being released. But we kind of, Feyre kills one. We don't really see them.
But these are the okay, but there's a couple of events when this happens and these dangerous things come on.
Yeah.
Like the grounds. And up to this point, there are so many times when Lucien and Tammy very reasonably and non-maliciously just says to her, hey, maybe don't go outside for a bit because it's really incredibly dangerous and just let us deal with it.
Superhumanly strong and immortal beings.
And you're a human with literally no weapons to protect yourself.
And she's like, fuck you guys, don't tell me what to fucking do. Which I'm like, slay, I agree.
Well, I get it, but also
it's
what's
stupid.
The point of being independent if you're an idiot?
What's the point of being independent if you're dead?
Exactly.
So, you know, that's kind of... But she's not like... Nobody's telling her why the blight has happened, but she overhears a lot of things. She has like kind of her hand to her ear and her ear to the door, and she's listening.
There's a lot of teasing.
And so she hears that this blight was caused by some lady, and that's all you know for now. Okay. And so to get answers, because nobody's really telling her things, she finds out about this being called the Surreal, okay? Yeah. A truth-telling fae, okay?
Yeah.
Sneaky,
okay.
Slippery. And she just goes, hey. 20 questions. She goes, who's Tamlin? And he goes, he's a High Lord, which is like he's the king of the court. Okay.
Yeah,
so he's not
court.
Just a fairy that lives in a nice house. He's actually the king. She can't ever go home.
No. They say stay here.
But that point gets actually just completely flipped over.
No,
later.
It does. Because then she does go home and then it all works out completely fine. So
anyway. But that animal cannot tell a lie. Anyway, and so there's a bad land. We're finding out more about the blight now. So there's a bad land called Highburn, okay, which is very anti-fae human peace.
Yeah.
They loved when humans were their slaves, and they've been trying to take over Prithian, okay?
Yeah.
And they're doing it by infiltrating the courts with super sexy spies.
Honestly, such a slay way of, you know, conquering.
Seriously? What would you ask a Surreal?
I would say... Will I ever be enough?
I would ask, are you okay? How are you? Always being asked questions, okay?
I would just ask really general, just like, how?
Yeah, so true.
And I think they would just
great.
Have to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, explain everything.
I would ask how CDs work.
Oh, yeah.
And the Surreal would explain it to me. Like, many men have mansplained it to me before, and I would go, don't get it, still don't get it.
No. But that's because men were trying to explain it to you.
Yeah.
First mistake.
Yeah, I need to get a magical slippery being.
Yeah.
Okay, and so anyway, so Tammy, just kind of sad. Feyre, hostile still.
Yeah.
Tammy goes and tells Feyre one day, but she's been here for months by now. Okay,
yeah.
And nothing's really happening.
No, they're just
like,
hanging.
They're just kind of hanging. There's not even any sexual tension yet.
No.
Anyway.
There's nothing.
But something happened. Something's happening now, okay? So just buckle your seatbelt and something's happening. Tammy goes, hey, there's this festival called Callan Mai. You're not allowed to go. But there's alcohol, there's drugs, there's sex, and there's music. And she's like, fuck you. I want to go. And he goes, no, you can't.
Well, he does say you can't because it will literally kill
It'll
you.
It'll literally
there's
kill
literally
you. There's
literally evil fairies
like,
there.
Get fucking wrecked. I'll be there. And so
and she does the classic teenage move. She climbs
she
out
climbs
of her
out a window
in order to go to the late night party with everyone.
I've never climbed out my window.
I've never climbed out my window, but that's more for practicality reasons.
Yeah, well, my parents would just let
I would just
go
out the front
out the door. Yeah.
But I also wasn't like magically locked in ever. So
yeah.
I never had to.
Anyway, so she climbs out the window. She gets there and she almost gets murdered by these three fairies.
Yeah.
But she's saved.
Oh, by who?
A really sexy man.
Another sexy man.
But he's mysterious. Who is he? Who is he?
Oh, gosh.
He's tall, he's dark, he's handsome, and he's got chat and charisma.
Yeah.
He is sensuous, okay?
But do we know his name yet?
We don't. We don't.
I hope we find out.
But what's important to note, Sarah J. Maas loves, okay, the fact that everybody smells amazing.
Oh, yeah.
He smelt sensational. She couldn't get the smell of him out of her nose for 20 years afterwards.
He smelled like a crisp mountain air.
And his voice was so deep and sexy and lovely.
I just wish that one of these men, Sarah J. Maas, was like, Lucien opened his mouth. And he had a total sissy voice, you know, like, and he said, yes! I think that would be so much more interesting.
And so I was reading this in high school and I was like, I don't really get it because teenage boys.
Also, the only differentiating factors between these three men so far is that one is blonde, one has dark hair, and one is a redhead.
Yeah, but they're all the most attractive men you've ever seen, okay?
But two of them have a mask on.
So Foxy Mr. Lucien comes and is like, oh my god, you can't be with this guy. Oh my god, you can't be with him.
Get away from him.
Get away from him. And he storms Feyre back to the manor, okay? And is like, no, but seriously, you seriously can't. You seriously can't leave the house. And he goes, he goes on to explain, and I'm not kidding, okay, that the festival is a sex ritual.
It is a sex ritual. Okay.
In which, when the High Lord reaches completion, he will release magic into all of the land and they'll have a really good harvest that year.
And who's the chosen High Lord this year?
Oh no, he's the High Lord in perpetuity. It's Tamlin.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
And Feyre's like, okay, what the fuck?
But also, in order to engage in this sex ritual, they drug him up and make him go into like a sex craze until he has reached his final moment.
And
I don't know why we're not saying climax.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why I'm being so coy about this.
I feel
like we've been so much crasser.
I know.
Anyway, Lucien's like, you can't be here. Because he can't control himself.
No, he can't.
And now he's going to be able to smell you or something.
Yeah, and he's going to go wild and he won't stop until he finds you.
And you're a human.
Yeah.
So, like, think Bella and Edward.
Absolutely.
Married. Okay, breaking the bed, killing her with the baby. You know?
Yeah. That would have been terrible.
That
she was
kind
a human.
Of job. Anyway, so Tammy is lustful.
Yeah.
And the ceremony happens. He finds her after the ceremony and he's still kind of bonkers. But she's kind of like, I don't really want to see you. You just like had sex with all these other girls.
Yeah. She's grumpy.
But babe, it was for magic.
Oh, and then he slams her against the wall.
Yeah.
And then very seductively
attacks her neck.
Bites her.
Hickeys everywhere.
And this is kind of the first sex scene.
It is, but I don't know if they kiss. I think he just like attacks her neck. But
oh, he does. He just literally just bites her.
But it's in a sexy way.
And honestly, the way that they describe it, it is hot. It is kind of hot.
Have you had problems with hickeys before? I have, definitely.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's just first year.
It's just so embarrassing. Can we just stop with the hickeys?
I just don't think it's cool.
They also just don't feel nice enough to receive to justify having a massive bruise on your neck for the next few days.
They go away so much slower than you think.
I've
actually got a story. It's not sexual in nature at all, but it is kind of related to hickeys. So, you know when your parents open a bottle of wine?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't drink the whole bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And they put, you know, the little plastic wine top.
Yeah.
In, and then they get the thing that's like, you know, and it like sucks all the air out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like that. When I was 10,
Did you give yourself a wine hickey?
Yeah, well, it was kind of like before. Do you remember the Kylie Jenner lip?
Yeah, I know. I remember because that's literally what I was just thinking. The Kylie Jenner lip challenge.
It was before this. I was there before it.
You were an OG,
and I was just like, "What would that feel like if I just sucked the air out of my mouth?" And so I did it.
You wanted to suck the air out of your mouth?
I just wanted to see what it was. I just wanted to see how it would work. You know?
Did your lips get huge?
No, but I did have I did have this perfect circle.
Oh, like, no.
Like, on the top and the bottom of my lip. Like, I had a moustache, a perfectly circular moustache on the top and bottom of my lip for ages. And I had to, and for ages, and Mum had to put concealer on me, and you could still see it, and I still had to go to school. And Mum was like, this is, and as my mum always says, when a mistake is made, well, you won't do that again.
But sometimes you do.
I mean,
I make the same mistakes all the time.
I haven't made that mistake.
No, that's true. You know, that's a truly horrendous version of the Kylie Jenner lip challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever try the actual challenge?
Oh, no. So once it already came, I was like, I've done it.
Been there, done that.
I've been in the trenches and I don't want to go back, you know?
No. Anyway, so what happens after the bite?
Kind of not that much.
No.
Like, she goes downstairs the next day and, like, Tamlin is just like, no, I'm not going to acknowledge it. But she's like, and she's kind of like with her, she's like, here's my neck. Hey, do you remember? Do you
she was tossing and turning all night being like, oh my God.
Oh my God, 16 hot. But, like, nothing happens. And then, so, like, several months pass, okay? Yeah. And it's summer in the spring court. I've got an issue with that, but I'll keep going. It's the spring court.
It should always be spring.
Anyway, so Tammy's like, oh my God, summertime, let's throw a party. And Farah's like, sick, I can finally do something. And so she drinks too much fairy wine. And Lucien and Tammy are like, don't fucking drink that. That's like fairy
wine.
And she just gets loose. She gets fast and loose. And she's just like, yeah.
She's wilding out.
Which honestly she deserves because she's been so...
Because she's been having such a horrible life.
She's been having such a horrible, horrible few months.
So much worse than her starving to death with her family in the forest. Yeah.
And important to note about the family, actually, Tamlin's taking care of them. They're great. They don't even really remember her.
No, they are doing awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And so, but she gets too drunk and she has like a deep and meaningful with Tammy.
Yeah, she does.
And they go, I don't even know what they say because like, it didn't say on the Wikia. They said to each other, but they revealed their feelings.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, I kind of like you, hey. And the other one's like, yes, yeah, same, like eh.
As well. And that's like
cool.
And they don't even kiss.
No, they don't.
And so the next day is the dustiest of dusty Sundays, okay? Imagine your worst Sunday. So they're really hungover, okay? And things kind of get a bit weird and... Tamlin and Lucien are like, oh my God, hide in the curtains, hide in the curtains. Because there's a vibe. I can't describe it.
Yeah.
There's like a vibe.
Something's off. Yeah.
And they go hide behind the curtains, which I think is so funny.
In the same room that they're in.
You're literally magic. You can't just like magic her away. You got to put her in the curtains. Anyway. And so someone's arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who it is?
I'm going to guess a sexy man.
A hot, tall, dark man wearing black.
Is it the same one from
it
the
is,
party?
It is. Okay.
Oh, my Lord. High Lord, that is.
High Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my High Lord
of the Spring Court.
Anyway, so this is, we've been officially introduced to Rysand.
Oh.
Okay. Which Rysand. I read as Rysand, but anyway. His name's Rysand, okay? He's the High Lord of the Night Court, and we find out that he is... somebody very evil's girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. Evil lady they were talking about before.
So you remember that evil lady. Her name's Aramantha. Okay. And she is evil. And she is the cause of the blight, essentially. So Rysand is like, who's Feyre? I know you have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he's like, I also know she's behind the curtain. And she's like, oh, you got me. And he goes, what's your name, sweetheart? And she goes, it's Clear Bitter. And he goes, slay, okay, great. And he leaves. And Tamlin freaks the fuck out, and is like, Feyre, you have to go the fuck home, okay? Aramanth is dangerous. And Feyre's kind of like, why haven't I heard about her literally ever before? Like, and he's like...
You don't need to know.
I can't do this.
Seriously, you're asking too many questions.
So she goes home to the human realm, which the serial said she would never do. And she's there for a bit, and the vibes are kind of weird, and I don't want to go, it's really boring. So, anyway.
But it's important to note that the entire family now lives in another mansion.
Yeah, they do live in another mansion.
In the human realm.
And she is also like, oh, this is the worst.
Yeah, so again, Feyre's just, honestly.
God, she's such a whinge. You just need to,
like, where are you going to be happy?
Yeah, I don't. Anyway, so she's like, fuck this. I'm just going to go. She's very, like, gung-ho. She's like, I'm going to go over the fairy wall myself. I'm going to get back to the spring court. I don't know how the fuck to get there, but I'm just going to go anyway. And so she does. And she meets the, like, the maid servant that's been in charge of taking care of her. She's the only one left in the manor. Everybody's, like, fleeing.
Yeah.
Fleeing.
They've all fleeing. Fleeing away.
They're fleeing, okay. And we find out that the Blight's been going for 50 years and this bitch, Aramantha, is from Highburn, okay? Evil fairies, remember? And she infiltrated, she was just like a social butterfly, but she was infiltrating every court, okay? And she was just being hot and sexy and kind of mysterious. And she fell really hard for Tamlin, really hard for him, and got rejected.
Yeah.
And so obviously what you would do, and everybody does in that situation, is she threw a party and she made everybody come. Yeah. And then she cursed them. And that's how their masks got stuck on their face.
And I also have to say, just here.
Yeah.
This has got to be the most unsatisfying reveal.
Oh my God,
of
it's so
who. So there's been this huge buildup of like, what's this Blight? Who's this evil woman? And literally an entire chapter is just this maid explaining every single thing and how it all connects together.
And there's some backstory about the war.
And I'm like,
and
how boring is this?
And the only takeaway is that she's trapped them under a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's put their masks on.
Yeah.
Okay. COVID safe. Mask on.
Mask up, everyone. Tamlin.
Okay.
Is.
And she's evil. Okay.
So evil.
She's evil.
Kills humans left, right, and center.
So
hates
evil.
Them. Yeah.
We don't, she doesn't, we'll get into it later. We can get into it now, actually. She's evil, but she's like nothing else. She's like one of the worst villains ever.
She has no other characteristics
she's
apart from being
evil.
Evil.
She's boring. She's not interesting at all.
Not at all. Not at all. It's good that she dies at the end.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh. Okay. So Tamlin wasn't at the party because he was sulking, because he's a big old sulker.
Yeah.
And so that's why he's been kind of cursed differently. But like as a special, it's kind of unclear. I don't really know. But as a special curse for him, she goes, I know you hate humans and humans hate you. And so you can break the curse, okay, if you get a human who hates humans. No.
Fairies.
Fairies. Human who hates fairies to kill a fairy. And then fall in love with you.
But it's so specific because it's also like you then have to bring that human back over into the fairy realm.
Yeah.
And then make them fall in love with you. And it's like, why didn't you add some more
And it
layers?
has to be done before 7 times 7 years is up.
Just say 49.
Just say 49.
And
know?
Also, what an aggravating number.
I mean,
round it up to 50,
you've
please.
You've got to love her for the flair. You know, she is... No, I don't love it. Anyway. So it also turns out that none of the treaty stuff where he's like, hey, you have to come with me because of the treaty, that's not true. Like, the treaty exists, but that's not true. Anyway.
And that's why she's been treated so well, which you find out again 3/4 of the way through the book.
Yep.
And after it's already finished.
I mean, at the end, Feyre's like, well, why didn't they just tell me this? And she goes, well, they were cursed, so they couldn't tell you. So that's that. And Feyre's
like... Which makes complete sense because let's just remember that the maid is still cursed. The curse hasn't been broken yet.
God, that's such a good point.
And she's also part of the curse. She's
that's
got a mask
such a good
on.
Point.
So let's just think about that. That actually makes no sense. She's like, they couldn't tell you. They've all been cursed. Oh, wait, I'm still cursed, but I'm allowed to tell you. Makes no
that's
sense.
That's such a good point.
Come on, Sarah J. Maas. Anyway.
Anyway, Feyre's like, fuck, I actually love him.
Yeah.
And so she goes under the mountain. Okay. And Under the Mountain goes on forever and it's so repetitive and I'm getting sick of recapping.
To be honest, it's not that important. The most important
I'm just gonna
is that Amarantha, she's known as this again.
Yeah.
Evil lady.
Evil woman.
She's honestly terrible.
Yeah.
And there's this one girl Feyre that can literally wreck her all of her plans, everything she's ever built.
Yeah.
And she decides that this human, the only human that she's been allowed to destroy her entire plan, she goes, this human, I'm going to not kill you on the spot.
No.
I'm going to give you three different tasks, and if you complete them all, then my entire curse is broken and everything will go back to normal.
It's also important to note that the task could only have been done once a month. Not sure why that was.
No, me neither.
And also, she doesn't even have to complete the task if she can answer a riddle, okay?
Yeah.
So Feyre's like, yeah, let's blish go, okay? But then she's brutally beaten, okay, and thrown into dungeons. And she heals, and a month goes past, and it's time for the first task. And she does the first task, and she battles a giant worm.
Yeah, okay? She does, in a maze.
And the worm bites her, and she gets sepsis, and she almost dies, okay? And hot evil Rysand comes, and he goes, hey, you're looking pretty fucking stupid with the sepsis and dying.
Yeah.
He's actually mean. I don't know if I've...
Yeah, he's evil.
He's mean in a hot way, you know? And he's like, hey, I'll fix you and you won't die if when you're alive and we get out of here, you spend 1 week of every month for the rest of your life with me. And she's like, okay, that's all good. And he also gives her a tattoo. So she gets better. She's not dead. She has to do some menial chores, which takes forever, which I think is like a nod to Cinderella because she has to pick up lentils. Anyway.
It's just stupid. It's just stupid.
Every night there's evil parties. Okay?
Yeah, there are.
And Feyre has to wear sexy dresses. And she drinks alcohol.
She drinks
and
the
it's
special.
So bad and
she
evil.
Drinks the roofie fairy alcohol.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what the alcohol is. She completely loses the capacity to look after herself.
Yeah, I've got an issue with that, actually.
It's a huge issue.
She really, Sarah J. Maas really frames it like it's a mercy to Feyre that she doesn't have to remember any of this.
Yes, I agree.
But I honestly think she just uses it as a plot device so she doesn't have to write about all of those months.
And it's literally roofie.
It is so
she
bad.
Literally roofies herself every night.
I forgot
well,
about
actually,
that.
Not even her. It's Rysand that roofies her every single night and then forces her to dance for him. What a great read for 16-year-old girls.
Yeah. I don't think they're marketed towards 16-year-old girls anymore.
No. Well, apparently the first, like, two were labelled as YA by the publisher and then it was changed to adult fiction.
And there's a reason.
There's a reason for that.
So task two, Feyre and Lucien are in this pit and think Star Wars spikes coming down. She has to pull a lever. She can't read, so she doesn't know which one to do. But she has a kind of premonition. She does the right one.
Yeah.
And then there's another month of parties, okay, and skimpy dresses. And then there's the final task.
Yeah.
Okay, the night before, Tamlin, who's ignored her the entire time she's been here, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Goes, oh my God, I love you. You're so strong. And she's kind of like, this is a bit rich. Like, you haven't said anything to me. And he's like, I'm just protecting you. And they have sex in a hallway. Okay.
It's so hot.
That's the first time they had sex. It was hot. It was real hot. Yeah. But Rysand interrupts. And he's like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
You idiots.
You idiots. You absolute idiots.
Like, get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. And so then he kisses Feyre.
All over.
All over.
And gives her, like, kind of bruises and things.
But he does this because Amarantha immediately walks in.
Yeah.
And is like, what the fuck are you doing? And so he's replaced. This is where you kind of go, maybe he's not. He is the clinically the worst.
But also. He seems to be helping her.
You kind of get this idea that you're like, maybe you're being nice.
Yeah.
Anyway. So the final task, she has to stab three innocent fairies in the heart. And she's like, oh, that's not great. But then she's like, I've got to.
So she does.
So she does the first one. It doesn't want to be killed. The second one's like, please, for the sake of the realm, kill me. The third one, hood off, it's Tamlin. And you go, what are you going to do? What's she going to do?
Because she loves him. That's why she's here.
Yeah. You know. But she, and there's this thing about something, you know, that she remembers and she's realized that she's been overhearing a lot of conversations, but they've really just been talking in another room with the door open. So she would hear it.
This is where the special curse for Tamlin comes in. His heart was changed into like stone or something. And she remembers this.
Yeah.
And so she goes, hold on a minute.
That was a detail they just really needed for this.
And so she goes, I can stab you in the heart, can't I?
She didn't say kill him. She said stab him in the heart. And so she does it. And he's like, good girl. And it's all good. But Arimantha is pissed because this mortal fucking woman, this woman with spunk, okay, she's beaten her at her own game.
Yeah.
And so she's such a sore loser. And she's like, I'm going to beat you to an absolute pulp, okay? Think Vecna's Victims, season 4, Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that.
Well, because she was like, if you do all the three tasks, Tamlin can go. But you have to answer the riddle if you want to go be with him.
Well, she was like, I'm letting them free, but I'm not telling you when.
Which is kind of a slay move from her. I love it.
She, with her dying breath, okay, her eyes are bleeding, her back is broken. She is...
seriously.
Near death. Yeah. With her dying breath, she answers the riddle, okay? This is the exact words. The answer, ... to the riddle, ... is love. And she dies.
So fucking cringe.
I know. I was like,
I can't believe that the answer was love. And also, another character inaccuracy. Why would the most evil, most villainous woman in the entire world,
about love,
with the answer being love, make it a really niche? Just stupid. Stupid.
So stupid.
Dumb.
Bless her. She tried. And so essentially, so she's dead. She's actually dead.
Yeah, she's clinically dead.
She's clinically dead. I remember reading that and being like, oh, what?
I know.
She is passed away. And so each High Lord is now free.
Yeah.
And they give her a little drop of glitter, pretty much.
Teeny tiny little bit of magic.
Yeah, they give them a little bit of her glitter and she wakes up. Again, think Bella, Breaking Dawn.
Remember, no one can see that you did that.
Sorry, for the listeners at home, it sounds like we have a YouTube channel. I did, for dramatic effect, flip my hair. Okay. So, for the hair flip, think Bella, Breaking Dawn. Opening. Yeah. Is it Breaking Dawn? I don't care. She opens her eyes, she's a vampire, but in this case, she's a fairy.
Yeah.
Okay. The realm is free. Rhysand's like, hey, don't forget about your oath. You do have to come see me. But essentially, everybody goes back to their homes and Pharaoh goes back to the spring roll. She goes back to the spring roll and she's traumatized and that's the end.
And they live happily ever after until the next book.
Okay. So we're going to do a bit of... that's the plot.
Yeah.
And it's taken a long time.
Yeah.
We'll be the first to admit it.
Yeah. So we're just going to really quickly
go through some, you know?
Yeah.
Straighten some things out.
Overall thoughts.
Yeah.
First overall thought is weird enemies to lovers.
You know, is it enemies to lovers?
Well, kind of. They were sort of pitted against each other as natural enemies.
Yeah.
Fairies and humans naturally hate each other.
I always think that's a real weak plot.
It would have been so much more interesting if Tamlin was ever mean to her, ever.
Or like killed her mom or something.
Did anything bad to her.
It is possibly the worst. And I love a good enemy. You've got to admit, enemies to lovers hit different.
Seriously. That is lit.
It's so lit. But it's not. It's not enemies to lovers.
No, it's not.
It's like acquaintances to like, all of a sudden, I really love you.
Well, it's strangers to love.
Yeah.
Which is a really basic storyline.
It's just normal.
Which is just normal. But it does, from what I've read online, it sounds like...
Yeah.
What happens later is a much better enemies to lovers storyline. But we'll get into that soon.
Yeah.
What I do need to talk about, which I think was a little bit tame in this book, is the sex scenes.
Yeah.
There weren't that many, and again, I know that there are a lot more in subsequent books.
Yeah.
But they are hot. They are well written.
Look, I'll be the first to admit. Hot.
They are hot.
So hot.
And you know what? Do you know what word she didn't use?
What?
Sheathed.
She does later.
Oh no!
Sorry. Before we get to that,
no one uses that word ever in real life. Have you ever heard somebody say, I sheathed them.
Look, just ask me the question you want to ask me. Okay, I'm ready.
So, how much Sarah J. Maas have you actually read?
I was hoping to get out of this alive without that knowledge.
I know the trilogy, but any more?
So, I've read the trilogy.
Yeah.
I've read the novella that goes after it. I've read, it's not a companion series, but it's the other series by her, which is called Throne of Glass.
Okay.
It's like 10 books?
10 books.
Yeah. And just so you know, like, this book is like 500 pages. The next book is 700. The next book is like around 1400. And I demolished that in a day.
Oh my God.
And I've skim read the most recent one.
You're a Sarah J. Maas stan.
I'm not. I had a brief.
The facts don't lie.
No.
I'm going to present on a whiteboard all of the pages that you've read of Sarah J. Maas and all the opportunities you had to not read the next one.
No, but you don't understand. They get better. I'm sorry to be that good. Like, and I won't read them again.
No, I know that. I'm absolutely sure that they do. Honestly, everything I've read online does actually sound significantly better.
Do you
want to
know what happens
book.
In the next book?
No.
Are you sure?
I know a little bit.
It'll surprise you.
What?
Tamlin?
Yeah.
Asshole.
Really?
Yeah. Abuses her.
Abusive?
Yep. And she leaves him for
Rhysand?
Yeah.
I was expecting sort of love triangle vibes.
And no, it's not. It's but really, it's really.
Oh, I quite like that. Well,
I
not
actually,
the fact that he becomes abusive,
look,
but I like that sort of storyline of lovers to enemies.
Exactly. I remember I came into high school and I said to the girlies who I talked to about these books,
yeah.
but not about any of the sex in the books.
The innocent
that
girlies.
That would be too far.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I go, hey, I actually think it's really cool to have a young adult series. This really says a lot about who I was in high school.
Yeah.
I was like, I think it's really cool that there's a young adult book that's like, you know, I found my true love. And then immediately, he's not your true love. And he's actually been love bombing you. And he's actually a dick. And like, he's not good for you and you leave. And they were like, yeah, whatever. And I was like,
it is cool though. I think it is cool.
And then Rhysand and Feyre have the most, like, that is actually quite perfect enemies to lovers.
Yeah, that's well done, because she genuinely hates him and is scared of him.
Yeah, and they have sex.
I bet.
And I'm gonna be honest, the books and the amount of sex is actually alarming. Like, it increases, it accelerates at an exponential rate.
I can't wait.
Until I'm pretty sure.
The last book is just porn?
It's just porn. It's actually porn. It's not even softcore porn. It's just porn.
Oh.
But I'd like to note.
Say no more.
I'd like to note at this point in time, I think women have a very special power in which people, and by people I mean straight men, won't know. We're reading erotica all of the time. Anywhere, okay?
Could be anywhere.
On a bus, reading erotica. In a GP's office,
yeah,
reading erotica, okay? Central library, there's bitches. I know. This been you.
We've seen you.
It's just this really. We've got a power of control.
And what a fun little secret to have.
Oh, such a secret.
Like, I am reading a man sheathing a woman. And no one knows.
Yeah.
Like, that is actually quite fun to
It is
to
fun.
Note.
It's great. It's great.
And something that is important also to note is the fact that Feyre is one of the most boring main characters I have ever read.
Oh my God. She has no personality.
Literally none.
Sarah J. Maas said, hey, Katniss, copy-paste fairy.
But also worse than Katniss. Just literally nothing. Nothing. No motivations behind.
Just hostile.
Anything. She's just hostile.
Just
and vaguely.
Naturally gorgeous.
And vaguely curious. Not even that curious about anything. Just kind
stubborn.
Of like, oh,
she's
I'm kind of interested in seeing what that is over there. And so she goes and does. It's just such a uninteresting
and look,
character
the books
trait.
Get better. And she does have to deal with her own trauma.
Does she get better?
Not really. I don't really remember, to be honest.
It's always the side characters that steal the show, though.
Let's talk about the map, okay?
Yeah.
The world. We've talked about some world building. We've got some issues, okay?
Yeah.
The map in the front of the book. You won't know because you can't see because you're listening to
yeah.
us.
Yeah. I think you're talking to me, and I said, what? I should see
you
it.
You can see it.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
You can't see it. I'm 10 you one. Wouldn't know.
Anyway, there's a map, yeah. Okay, of the fairy realms, and she could have made them any size, shape, orientation she wanted to. It's just England.
It's straight up England.
England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales.
Yeah. And where's the evil Highburn?
Yeah. The evil fairies that have nothing apart from being evil and wanting to ruin England.
Yeah.
It's Ireland.
Of course it's Ireland.
Look, I don't want to bring the troubles up again, but...
No, oh my God.
And I'm not going to, but I'm just saying that...
You already have. You already have.
Yeah, you know. I'm okay with that.
And it's fine. The troubles do need to be talked about enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't actually anticipate them to come up in ACOTAR.
No, but seriously, that coding is lazy. Yeah. So lazy.
So choose anywhere else, honestly.
So before we move on.
Yeah.
We've had some thoughts. We've had some feelings.
Yeah.
We've had some discussions.
Yeah.
What is your, like, overall takeaway? Will you read more of it?
Well, I'm in a tough situation because I absolutely hated reading this book.
Yeah.
But I also read it really quickly.
Yeah.
It's very easy to read.
So easy.
I just hated it.
Yeah.
Hated the characters, hated the plot, hated the writing, hated everything except for the sex scenes, but there's only like one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I will be reading the next one.
Absolutely.
And honestly, can't wait. Kind of getting hyped for it.
My overall thoughts was, it was great to read as a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Loved it.
And people love this.
Yep.
They fucking...
I can't read it anymore.
It's being made into a TV show. Did you know that?
By Hulu.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Can't wait.
I'll watch it. I'll absolutely watch it. Yeah.
We'll have a watch along.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And you know what? I think that's enough about our discourses. And I think we now need to dive into the beautiful world of Reddit.
Take a trip down an internet rabbit hole to see what other people have to say about the book. Follow us now as we venture down the Reddit rabbit hole.
So, that's right. This is Reddit rabbit hole. That's when we kind of explore what's happening online.
Yeah.
What are the fan communities saying? What do they think?
In the deep, dark corners of the internet.
Yeah, and it's important. And naturally, the best place to go is Reddit.
Yeah.
So, I did some research the other night and... Yep. Honestly, I didn't understand most of the things on there because they didn't relate to just the first book. They related to everything else.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't get it. Yeah. But ha 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 ha. Okay, so we're just going to... This first one is...
Can I scroll down? Yeah, I haven't seen them.
Don't... You can't... And don't...
No, not yet.
You're not allowed to see them. Okay. Because none of them are photos. And the thing is, this first one, I don't know why it was on here, but it just says... Everyone, please listen to Fix You by Coldplay.
Kind of makes sense for the second book, to be honest.
It has zero upvotes or downvotes. People are very neutral to it.
It was posted a week ago. It's just there. When did Fix You come out?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
It's been a hot minute. Like, how much can it relate to the second book?
It's a great song.
Does it relate to the second book very well?
Mm, yeah. She's broken.
Fix you.
Yeah.
But what if that's so vague?
So vague.
I was hoping that there would be like, I haven't seen Bridgerton, but I believe that there's like covers of modern songs.
Yeah.
And I was kind of expecting that, like, they're in a spring, they're in like, I don't know, the autumn court, and they're like, hello. Here is our beautiful autumn court musicians about to perform an original piece.
And it's Chris Martin. Yeah. Singing about Gwyneth Paltrow.
And that's what I was imagining. Like, I can't wait for the Hulu adaptation.
Actually, that'd be sick, can't wait.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one is... This kind of encapsulate a lot of what I saw of the discourse. It's kind of people trying to seek out other sources that remind them of ACOTAR. So this one says, I found an adult film that is exactly what I imagine a certain threesome scene from ACOSIF would be like.
Threesome. I haven't read a threesome.
This is A Court of Silver Flames, the latest one.
Oh, that's the latest one.
Yeah, so I think there must be a threesome in there. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is, but how do you imagine Amryn's voice? High, normal, or deep?
Deep. Really deep.
And 197 others also agree with you. out of 372 votes, how many would you guess were high? How many do you think guessed Amryn's voice was high?
Like none of them.
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
Two of them.
And do you want to know why that is?
Why?
She is an immortal god.
Is Emma a woman?
Yeah. And she's a lesbian. And that she's makes a sense. Really sexy, deep voice, and she's blonde.
Yeah, and so they're all, obviously, all lesbians have got deep voices, we know this. This was just a funny, this was, I thought, a funny little title to one of the Reddit posts? Streams?
We don't know how
scrolls?
Reddit works.
I don't know. But it just said, what I, a pyjama-clad woman, would dress the ladies of the night court in for a ball. And I just thought, slay girl.
That is so sweet.
Honestly,
that
love that.
That is so sweet.
Love that.
I'd like to see what she thinks.
And then this is as a joke.
Okay.
But I don't get it. But I still think it's funny. Interviewer. So what are all of your powers? Cassian and Az. We're the most powerful Illyrians ever, with 7 siphons each. So I think that's funny, just that, because it makes no sense to me, and I don't know what siphons
Look,
are.
Look, I know enough about that, and it makes no sense to me either.
Okay, then Rysan says, I am the most powerful High Lord in all of Prithian's history. Feyre says, I am Prithian's first High Lady and have the powers of all 7 High Lords. And then the Surreal says, I spill the tea. Yeah.
That is so funny.
So love that. Love that.
I spill the tea. That's exactly how I mentioned the story.
Yeah. Okay. And then this was a, this is a meme.
Yeah.
And it's a meme about Amarantia.
Yeah.
And you know that meme format where there's like 4 photos and it's a man progressively becoming more and more like a clown?
Oh, yeah.
So the first one says, single-handedly finesses her way into being queen of a sovereign nation.
Yeah.
Next one, becoming more of a clown. Reigns uncontested for 50 years. Next one, finally has leverage over the dude she's been trying to boink, but he won't talk to her. Finally, when she's a clown, gets bored enough she makes a bargain with a 19-year-old illiterate human. Which is honestly...
That really sums it up.
It sums up, and you know, that sums up Reddit Rabbit Hole as well.
Yep.
I think it's time for our final segment now.
For the part of the show where Charlie and Amy literally judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, so we're going to judge a book. But we're going to judge it by its cover.
Yeah, but only by its cover as well.
Yeah.
So, Amy, what book are we looking at right now?
Okay, I'm scrolling down. Oh my God. This has thrown me back.
Seriously. This I just want you to know, this was published in 2014.
You and I, yeah, and you, 14.
Yeah. My God, if I haven't.
Okay. This is going to appeal to a very certain... I'm trying so hard not to judge this by its content. Let me set the scene. It's a cookbook. Okay?
Yeah, it is.
A beautiful smiling woman is on the front, okay? It says, The Nerdy Nummies Cookbook.
My gosh, who's it by? Who's it by?
Rosanna Pacino.
Oh my God, I love her. What a queen.
Sweet treats for the geek in us all, creator and host of the internet's most popular baking show.
Now, I watch this lady's...
Religiously.
YouTube channel, religiously. Honestly.
Binging with Babish, fucking who?
Who, never heard of you. Rosanna Pacino only.
Seriously.
Her actual baking looked
disgusting.
Pretty gross. Really gross. But they were all... And also, I didn't get... It would be like, I'm making Zelda cookies. And I was like, I don't know what Zelda is, but slay Rosanna, I'll watch it.
Look, okay. I haven't given a good amount of... She's in a kitchen. She's wearing a red top. She's wearing a skirt with kind of digital hearts on it. She's smiling, but with dead eyes. Okay,
yeah.
She's wearing a chef's hat, but it's kind of jauntily off to the side like a beret. And she's got kind of like long auburn locks. And she's in a very white kitchen.
Also, the photo is definitely overexposed.
Oh,
that is just not what she looks
that
like. Why does she look so...
Though.
She looks so pale.
Yeah, overexposed. She's oversaturated.
She's Italian. I want the Davide.
Okay. Okay. So out of 17 sparkly Zelda gummy bear cookies...
Mm-hmm.
How many got 12 YouTube likes per centimeter?
I would say probably 120 Nerdy Nummies.
So true. I would have said 122, but look, split the difference, 121.
Exactly. So that should hopefully, you should know what we think of the cover from that.
Yeah.
And I think that's just
that's
about
everything.
It for this episode.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening.
Thank you for staying, if you're still here.
Yeah, thank you for listening to... And if you love ACOTAR and you're mad at us,
Come and fight. Come to Carousel on a Friday or Saturday night. We'll be there with espresso martinis.
I think
you can
say come and fight us. And I was like,
well, I was going to say, you fight us at Carousel.
Oh, yeah.
Once we've got the martinis.
Absolutely.
Anyway, this is a special thank you to Sam and Michaela. Okay.
It was the inspiration we truly needed to record this episode.
Yeah.
All right. Until next time. Bye-bye.